The Baal HaMor at the end of Pesachim has a famous question about why don't we make the Birka Shechiyenu on Sfiras Omer. The general being, we make a Shechiyenu on a mitzvah that comes Mizman Lizman. We make a Shechiyenu by Pesach, Sukkah, Shavuos, other mitzvahs that come Yomi Mizman Lizman. Sfira becomes from Zman Lizman. So how come there is no a Shechiyenu? So the Baal HaMor writes, since Sfiras Omer is only a Zecha B'Alma, so therefore we don't find, so it's only a Zecha L'Alma. Pashas, he's saying it's only Drabanan. So Hadakasha Miduchta, like, so what kind of answer is that? We make a Shechiyenu on Hanukkah, Purim. So what exactly does he mean? That Ein Eleinu is Zecha B'Alma, so therefore there's no need for a Shechiyenu. Yeah, so we'll see Pashas, maybe because Svir is a time of Avelis, of mourning, and therefore you don't make a Shechiyenu, but we'll get into the Abriska Rav on this. He focuses more on the difference between a mitzvah drabanan versus a mitzvah which is a zecha l'mikdash. So he quotes the Gemara Minachas, the famous Gemara Samach Vav Amud Beis, about Ameima Mani Yomei Belo Shvu Yama Zecha l'mikdash. The Ameima counted days and not weeks, because he held it was a zecha l'mikdash, and Rashi there writes, Hashto Lav Chovehi, since it's no longer a chova, it's only drabanan, therefore yomi is enough. So the question is, what's pshat? Like, even when we do a mitzvah drabanan, we don't do it the same way it's deraisa. So we have a general rule called tikkun drabanan kein deraisa tikkun. How come, according to Amemar, why would Sfiras Omer be different? So the Briska Rav explains as follows. He wants to say that two times we find there are certain mitzvahs that aren't noheg, that mitzvahs aren't biblical today, but they're abundant, but we do them the same way. For instance, we don't have to go too far away from Marar. Marar is Durabanam Bizman Hazeh. Yeah, we do the mitzvah Marar the same way. Korach, perhaps we do it to Zecha L'Mikdash, but Marar we do, it's a mitzvah Durabanan. So what does that mean, like Marar is Durabanan? It means is the same. The rabbis instituted the same way you did the mitzvah when the Beis HaMikdash was up and it was Daraisa, it's knowing the same way, but it's only a rabbinic obligation. So therefore, if that's the case, you do the mitzvah the same way. You're just instituting it to Rabban in the same way it was done to Raisa. But Sfiras HaOmer is a Zecha L'Mikdash, the Gemara calls it. So what's pshat? Why didn't you say it's a Drabbanan? Why call it a Zecha L'Mikdash? So the Biskur says there's a difference between a mitzvah Drabbanan and something which is only a Zecha L'Mikdash. He says a Zecha L'Mikdash is, it wasn't instituted that the same way I did it then, I do it now. Or else, why would he change the mitzvah to Yome and not Yome and Shvue? So what does Zecha L'Mikdash mean? That it's a takana chadasha. It's a new takana. That, there is no mitzvah of counting Svira minat Torah. So let's make a Zecha L'Mikdash. Let's do a Zecha B'Almer. So if we're doing it, if we're keeping, like Marah is a mitzvah drabanan, so we do it the same way, so everything stays the same, except you only get a mitzvah drabanan. But if doing something as Zecha L'Mikdash, it's a new takana my nafkamina. Nafkamina would be is you could do it differently. And maybe that's the pshat in the Baal HaMor, when he says there's no Shechiyenu, because he says, if it's the pshat, it's a regular mitzvah drabanan, it's done the same exact way, except with the rabbi said to do it. So if you made a Shechiyenu, then you make a Shechiyenu now. But if you're saying it's a Takana Mechudashis, so then you can make Chilukim, and therefore there's reason to be Meiko. He says, B'sviyas Omer, Einu Elo Azeichu B'Yalma. So that's what the Baal HaMor means. It's not a classical, it's not like Hanukkah and Purim, but they were always Durabanan. But like Maru, which was once Daraisa, and now Durabanan, so therefore that would be Shayach, you know, so then we can assume the Shechiyenu was covered. But from the Seder, but over here, you have what to discuss. If it was a classical mitzvah drabanan, then no one would say, do it differently. It's called drabanan kein daraisa. And with this, he wants to explain something else to Briska Rav. We find something by Sfira, we don't find you generally by other mitzvahs. We say, here at Sanchi, Yibana Beis HaMikdash, Harachonu Yachsu Lano Beis HaMikdash, etc. So how come we don't find that by other mitzvahs? He writes, why not find it by shofar, by luav? So he says, because this is the pshat, that it's only specifically, if it's like Mara, you're already doing the mitzvah the same. It's no new mitzvah. You're doing the old mitzvah, but you're just doing it midrabanan. But if you're saying by Sfiras HaOmer, which is a takana mechudeshes, it's a new takana, and it's only we're doing it because it's a Zeichel HaMikdash. So therefore we say, God, let it be the day where we can rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and we can fulfill Sfiras HaOmer the way it was done before. But by other mitzvahs, you are doing it the way it was done before, you're just doing it to Rabbanan. So that's how he explains Pshat in the Baal HaMor. When the Baal HaMor says, Ein lanu lahachmir b'Sfiras HaOmer, she'eino elo Zeichel b'Yalma, it's not a Durabanan, it's only a Zeichel HaMikdash, just like we find Yomi v'lo Shvu'e according to HaMeimer. So too, we'll make on this, the fact that we made Shechiyenu before doesn't mean we should make it now. It's a new takana. And that's why we pray the day that Sfiras HaOmer becomes that Yiratzon Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash, that we build the Beis HaMikdash, and we can count Sfira now the same way we counted it. Bizman Shabesa Mikdash Kayam.